Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, November 10th. You'll be interested to know, 56 years ago, today, in 1969, Sesame Street premiered as an inventive children's television program that combined puppetry, live action, animation, and music to teach letters, numbers, and empathy to preschool viewers across America. It established a model for educational broadcasting by showing how entertaining content can promote early childhood learning and inclusion. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with 2+ feet, waves rolling in from the southwest. Conditions stay consistent through the morning, holding at 2+ feet, until about noon, when they bump up to 2 to 3 feet. Winds are light, starting offshore at 1 mile per hour, then shifting onshore by late morning at 3 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m., with a 4-foot incoming low tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 5.5 feet at 12:15 p.m., followed by a 0-foot low tide just before 8. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Expect clean conditions with waves around 2 to 3 feet on Tuesday, offering an easy paddle out. Wednesday sees a slight increase in size, with 3+ foot sets and favorable winds early on. Conditions deteriorate by Thursday, with choppy waves in the 2 to 3+ foot range and stronger and shore winds throughout the day. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 59 degrees. With 10-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:52, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:24. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 10 a.m., clearing up to become partly sunny, with a high near 77 and a light north wind around 5 to 10. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 61 and a gentle north wind. Looking ahead in the weather, Veterans Day will be mostly cloudy with a high near 73 and patchy fog developing after 4 in the afternoon. Cloudy conditions continue Tuesday night with patchy fog and lows near 60, then Wednesday turns partly sunny with a high near 66 and patchy fog before 10 in the morning. Rain chances increase Wednesday night through Thursday with highs falling to near 62. And lingering shower chances into Friday with cooler highs near 58 and lows near 50. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in LA, the Democratic Socialists of America are ramping up their efforts for the June election, focusing on down-ballot races, particularly for 2 city council seats. Inspired by the recent victory of Zoran Mamdani in New York City, local activists are energized to address pressing issues like housing affordability and grocery costs. City Councilmember Eunices Hernandez emphasized that the struggles in New York resonate in LA, noting, "The rent is too damn high." Since 2020, DSA LA has successfully elected 4 candidates to the council, and they are now contemplating a socialist majority by 2028. However, opposing groups argue that their policies could hinder economic growth and public safety. Now on to sports. The Los Angeles Chargers routed the Pittsburgh Steelers 25-10 at SoFi Stadium on Sunday Night Football. The Chargers' defense excelled, limiting the Steelers to just 221 total yards, forcing three turnovers, and sacking Aaron Rodgers in the end zone for a safety. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert completed 20 passes for 220 yards and one touchdown, highlighting his connection with Ladd McConkey. Keenan Allen set the franchise record for receptions, surpassing Antonio Gates, as Kimani Vidal led the rushing attack with 95 yards on 25 carries. The Steelers fell to 5 wins and 4 losses, leaving their playoff hopes uncertain. In local sports, Coach Sean McVay stated that wide receiver Davante Adams has an oblique injury. Adams left the game in the fourth quarter due to what the team initially described as a back injury. Although he was listed as questionable to return, he did not come back into the game. McVay mentioned that he did not have an update, but believes the six-time Pro Bowler could have returned if the game had been in doubt. This marks the second consecutive week that McVay has corrected an in-game announcement regarding injuries. Adams leads the league with 9 touchdown receptions after scoring again in the 42-26 win over the San Francisco 49ers. In top news, results from a 6-year research project out of Cornell reveal a surprisingly simple route to happiness, suggesting a practical way to maintain purpose in chaotic times. While many Americans report feeling depressed and anxious, the research indicates that articulating one's purpose can significantly enhance mental and physical health. Involving around 1,200 students, the study found that those who received contributions to pursue meaningful activities reported greater well-being than non-recipients. Psychology professor Todd Kashtan emphasizes focusing on contributions to others rather than oneself as a path to happiness. This insight could be especially beneficial for the younger generation, who often crave a sense of purpose. In business news, valuation worries and a record-long government shutdown hang over markets this week. After a busy week of news and earnings, a calmer 5-day stretch awaits investors. Tech stocks faced one of their worst weeks this year, with declines in Palantir and Nvidia, leading the Nasdaq to a 3% decline. The S&P 500 fell 1.7%, while the Dow lost closer to 1.3%. The U.S. government shutdown, now the longest on record, is likely to extend into a 6th week. U.S. consumer sentiment plunged in November, reaching a 3-year low as fears about the shutdown's economic effects grow. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 4% over the weekend to just over $106,000. Ethereum is up 8% to just over $3,600. And XRP is up 10% to $2.45. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Stuck in traffic? Google plans to enhance Google Maps with its AI assistant, Gemini. This feature allows drivers to ask complex questions and perform tasks using voice commands. With more than 2 billion monthly users, Google Maps is integrating new artificial intelligence features to compete with OpenAI and Meta. Users can engage with Gemini by saying, "Hey, Google," or tapping the icon. The assistant can also summarize sports results and news during commutes. Amanda Moore, product director, emphasized that this technology is becoming vastly more visual and interactive. However, users must allow access to their services for Gemini to function effectively. And in entertainment news, Vince Gilligan, known for creating the iconic series Breaking Bad, is shifting gears with his new Apple TV show, Pluribus. This sci-fi epic features an unlikely hero, Carol Sturka, played by Rhea Seehorn, marking Gilligan's first female protagonist. Set to premiere on November 7th, the show explores themes of wish fulfillment and human connection, addressing the loneliness felt in today's society. Gilligan aims to move away from the anti-hero narrative that has saturated pop culture, believing it's time for heroes to take center stage once more. As he embarks on this new journey, Gilligan remains committed to storytelling that resonates with modern audiences. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American educator and author, John Dewey. And he said, "Education is not preparation for life. Education is life itself." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.